By his 70s, Henry Field had amassed an enormous fortune. Part of that fortune was also gained through the man's literary works. Despite the mediocrity of the works, they, too, played a part in generating a decent amount of money. Walking through his house, the oligarch stumbles upon works authored by Thomas Wolfe. Several centuries ago, the author was one of the most famous playwrights of his time. Thomas's writing talent, the elderly rich man is penetrated. So much so that he immediately rushed to get acquainted with his other works. After reading Wolfe's works, Mr. Field decides to transport the writer to his own time. To do this, Henry enlists the help of Professor Boulton, who is famous for creating a time machine. Setting a date for the last day of the playwright's life, the transposition process begins. At first, the writer mistakes what is happening for death cramps. But after administering the drug, the literary man quickly comes to his senses.